You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Jun Komoda there with Nightmare Club. That was a remix that we had on the top 10 for BFM for a long, long time when that first came out. And we've got Annabelle Alpers on the line. Are you there, Annabelle?
I am.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thank you.
It's lovely to chat to you this morning. So for people who might not be familiar with your practice or your music, they might know you through Bachelorette, which was your sort of more electronic pop project that ran from about 2005 to 2011. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
But we're speaking to you this morning mostly about Hammercop, which is your new project that you're working on with Adam Cook, who is from Baltimore and a drummer and an audio engineer. And you guys are bringing this amazing performance called Remote to the Auckland Fringe Festival this week. Do you want to speak to us a little bit about what Remote is? Because I feel like you'll do a much better job of explaining it than I can.
Okay. It was kind of born out of my frustration with the usual ways of seeing and hearing music. Always my sort of approach has been, you know, what would I want to hear? My approach to making music is, you know, wanting to make something that I would want to hear someone else make, you know. And so I wanted to create something for my ideal listening environment, which means, you know, not a bar, and not necessarily on headphones, you know, or in the car, but just a space that's where you're surrounded by the sounds that you're listening to, and you can just you can just let your imagination go and create your own visuals in your mind from the music. That's perhaps a little esoteric, but the music itself, it's being played from five speakers around the audience, and then there's a subwoofer and a couple of amps that all have different sounds coming out of them. And the music itself, still, you know, it's melodic and it has words and stuff. And there are still some conventional instruments in there, like drums and guitar. But there are also a lot of textural sounds as well surrounding the audience and moving around. I made a lot of field recordings over the years since and during, you know, the Bachelorette years that I've sort of turned into instruments through sampling. And there's a lot of vocals. It's a very sort of choral sounding work, as well as incorporating these sort of textural environmental sounds.
So what I'm really interested in is, because it's like a live performance, but a lot of these are sort of pre-recorded or field recorded noises, how do you do that in a live sense? Is that you're mixing it live, or is that that every iteration's a little bit different? How does that work?
This is the first iteration of this live project, but yeah, it started out as a live project from the beginning, you know, to create an experience for audiences that they wouldn't be able to have at home with music. Now I've forgotten what your initial question.
Well, that basically answered it. I was just sort of wondering how you can kind of explain maybe to people who are trying to wrap their head around how something coming out of speakers can be like a live performance. So what you're doing in the background?
Yeah, there is live mixing happening. Adam Cook is the sound engineer. And he sort of sits out amongst the audience and mixes from out there, and I'm in the front recording loops of vocal sounds and playing some instruments. But it can change every time because, you know, we can move the sounds into different speakers and. Unless you had, you know, eight speakers in your house, you wouldn't be able to listen to it.
I think it's really interesting as well, because the kind of, probably the closest thing to this kind of experience that people would get in their normal lives is maybe going to watch a film that has an amazing soundtrack. And that's a very, very different frame of reference and a really different way of mixing, with much less channels as well. But the idea of being absolutely immersed in sound and in a very visual way is probably kind of related to film. So I think what's going to be really interesting about this is that this really gives you a space to not be distracted by the visuals. You really get a chance to absolutely lose yourself in the sound itself, which I think is really...
That's the whole point of it. Like, we deliberately steered clear of using any visuals because I'm a great believer in, you know, the synesthetic qualities of music that... you know, if you listen to music, you can create your own visuals in your mind. And I get frustrated with how, you know, people can, often visuals are used with music now, and it kind of takes away the potential for the audience's imagination to do its thing. So, yeah, that's what it's about, just providing people with the most sort of comfortable opportunity to just really listen and be taken away by sound.
Absolutely. I'm really interested as well, because Remote is quite a lovely lyrical name, and it does sort of link back to some of the ideas that you're working with in the show as well, because you're based in Baltimore at the moment, but you're originally from Christchurch. And I know that a lot of those field recordings that you're working with, they are sort of natural sounds or field recordings from New Zealand. Is a lot of it to do with sort of like longing, like nostalgia, that kind of thing for New Zealand when you're away? How does that feed into what you're making?
You definitely hit the nail on the head with that. Probably everyone has this tendency, but when you're away from something or someone for too long, you start to really idealize it. And Baltimore's a very long way away from New Zealand and very different. You know, there's nowhere like Baltimore in New Zealand, and vice versa. So, yeah, it's sort of a way of reconciling that, you know, that distance and trying to make sense of it in a kind of musical way. And I use a lot of imagery of birds because I remember a friend, last time I visited New Zealand, a friend commenting that I seem to have a very strong homing instinct, and that made me explore that sort of subject of birds, with migratory birds with their homing instinct. And, you know, there are some birds that fly to the opposite side of the world once a year to nest and breed, and it felt a little bit like I was doing that, nesting in Baltimore and then, you know, migrating back to New Zealand. It was once every 2 years.
I think it'll be really interesting. Presumably you will perform this at some point in Baltimore as well. It'll be probably quite interesting pulling that back into a Baltimore context, because I presume a New Zealand audience will at least be able to recognize some of the sort of sonic influences from the field recordings of New Zealand. Taking that into the Baltimore context, that will probably be a very different response, do you think, from the audience?
Quite possibly, but it's a tricky one. I was actually talking to someone about that last night. We did a show, and how it's hard to know, you know, what other people's responses will be to sound, because we were talking about bagpipes and how many sounds we use in the work is this is a recording of bagpipes. And I get all choked up and, you know, teary-eyed when I hear bagpipes in real life. But then, you know, someone else might not. And I was thinking, you know, is that because of my genes? You know, because there's some Scottish in there. And you can't really predict how an audience member is going to respond to the sounds. And, you hope that there's something universal in it that goes beyond just your own personal experience and taste.
Absolutely. And I guess the beautiful thing about music or sound is that you don't really have to know anything in quotation marks there. You don't have to know anything academic or conceptual about music or about sound to have a very real, very emotive reaction to it. You don't even necessarily need to know what the work is meant to be about necessarily, but it plays on you in a way that is probably like the closest thing to magic that we've got, because there is very, it's very hard to explain why certain sounds make you feel certain ways,
And I think that's the purpose of music too, and another reason why this work exists, because I think music's purpose can be to express these sort of emotions that we can't actually put into words. Certain sounds, they can be very cathartic and therapeutic, and you can't really analyze why that is, but we've all had that experience with music. And actually, thinking of that, after the very first performance we did, which was in Nelson last week, an audience member came up to me and said that it was like having a full body massage listening to the work. So that I felt like, we were doing our job.
That's a pretty good recommendation if ever there was one.
Yeah, but with sound, it's like a sound massage. But that's the idea of it, to transport people to a new place. And it's definitely not about analysing it in any way. It's just an experience.
It's also lovely to have space to be able to just think about whatever it is that you're thinking about. Music is such a good holding space for that kind of thing, and to give yourself permission to not be distracted by visuals or distracted by other things. As you were saying, your kind of ideal space to listen to music, where that's the whole purpose of you being there, is actually to just sit there and experience it rather than, force a bunch of other things into that space as well. I think that's it's kind of a privilege to have a space to be able to do that too.
That's the idea, creating an ideal experience for people who want to listen.
Well, it sounds really exciting, and it's happening this week in Auckland at Q Theatre, Thursday the 28th of February, and it's from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30, and it's going to be really good. You can grab your tickets from qtheatre.co.nz. I'll be there. I think it's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, Annabelle.
Thank you.
And we'll be there on Thursday. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to play a Bachelorette track now. This is Grow Old With Me. You're listening to Art Bank on 95BFM.
Disquieting, the way it arrives early, delivering on its word to disclose the clandestine, easily cowardly. Credulity's enemies circumvent mystery to fabricate constancy. Ah, 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 ah.
That was Bachelorette there with Grow Old With Me. Thank you to Annabelle for chatting to me this morning. It was lovely to hear about Hammer Cop, her new project, and the amazing show Remote that they're bringing to Auckland. And so that is on Thursday this coming week at Q Theatre. Tickets are $44.90 and you can buy them from the Q Theatre website. It's definitely not one to miss. It's going to be very exciting. So it's a 5-speaker surround sound performance, live performance. So you don't get that very often in Auckland City, and that's going to be very, very cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.